a very passive-aggressive, well, perhaps... the Pride 48 test account, there was probably no intent, but I felt so bad. I thought, oh my God, you know, or like, you idiot, why didn't you put the link? And so I immediately went and like, I don't know how to put a link to another Twitter account in the profile. It didn't work when I did it, and I didn't have time to really research it. So I did the best I could. But then what I did is I locked it down so no one can follow it unless I approve. You know, like some people who are antisocial, like Big Fatty and other ones, lock down their Twitter account so not just anyone can follow it, and they have to approve every single follower.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know how to put a link to a Big Fatty. You idiot.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3723 of a BFO for Thursday, the 12th of May, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Y'all, it was really pretty excited. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, who is that? Hello, side dishes, Big Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you why your side dishes in a few minutes. But anyway, oh, Big Fatty, it's Grumpy Kitty. It is Grumpy Kitty. Grumpy Kitty is with us today. Big Fatty, sounds like a Grumpy Kitty's, someone grabbed him by the testicles or something. Well, that wouldn't make, well, make some people grumpy. Big Fatty! Happy? Okay. Are you all right? Okay. Let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I went and well, the Nep and I left here. Y'all, we were going to go to the Costco over in Mount Copacetic. That's over near where Olive lives, except y'all, it wasn't anywhere near where Olive lives. We was on that side of the river. Yes, Big Fatty. Over the river and through the Costco to Olive's place we go. Yo, by the way, y'all, did you go over to the BFO yesterday and see the picture of Mr. Cackle's Pucker? Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, I'm having the cinnamon vanilla tea that he sent me. One moment, please. Y'all, it's interesting. I'm not quite sure. It reminds me of something, and it'll come to me, but I don't have... I mean, it's good, but... It reminds me, there's a taste that it reminds me of the taste of something, and I can't put my finger on it. Oh, Big Fatty, we know where your finger's been. That's just fine. but anyway, so we went to check out where the Costco was, but we didn't have time to shop or anything, so we went and we had dinner and cocktails with Olive and... the special yesterday was a meatloaf with the mashed potatoes and the stir-fried cabbage, and that's what Olive and the Nip had, and y'all, I had some sort of pork tenderloin with a mango watermelon chutney on it. and a baked potato. Y'all, it was all really good. We passed on dessert, and y'all, since we eat so early, the Nip and I decided, well, we'll just head on over to the Costco after our visit with Olive. And y'all, we got to this Costco. Y'all, it's a fairly new Costco, but y'all, are you sitting down? Y'all, there was not a single car waiting for gas at the Costco petrol shop. And y'all, the parking lot was all but empty. Y'all, it was like we had the whole damn store to ourselves. And y'all, I pulled the trigger. Big Fatty, is anyone hurt? No. But y'all, I got the bar height table with the three stools. We had to measure to make sure it would fit in Ruby Red, and it did. And y'all, I got the floor model. There was no discount, although it was on sale. And y'all, the nice thing is it was already put together. I didn't have to put the first thing together. So got it back here to the villa, and we unpacked it. And y'all, I was beginning to worry because it wasn't fitting the way I had envisioned that it would. And y'all, so I kind of fretted over it. But anyway, I said, okay, I'm going to sleep on it. Oh, Big Fatty, you slept on the new table? No, I slept on the thinking about how I was going to utilize it. So anyway, y'all, it came to me. It came to me in a vision. Y'all, I've set it up on the screen porch on the back of the villa, y'all, except it needs a cover. So y'all, I goggled and, found the cover up shop or whatever. And y'all, they didn't have one that fit exactly this thing, but y'all, they did have something for a bar height, fire pit, you know, like one of those gas fire pit things. And it was about the right size. And so I said, let's do it. And so y'all, I ordered it, and it'll be here on Friday. At least I think it will. Y'all, then I watched some things on the TV machine and all, and y'all slept like a baby, because y'all, I did not leave the windows open, because y'all, the humidity outside was going up, and I said, no, I will not deal with the humidity. So I slept with the windows closed, but y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. Y'all, woke up about 6:15 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, that's when I figured out the cover over the new table and stools and everything. And so y'all, got up, and I had my brufkas, did my Sudoku. Y'all, I did the Wordle from bed. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Anyway, I did my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was lovely. Yeah, although the humidity was up, there was at least a breeze blowing. And y'all, we're supposed to get back into the 90s this coming weekend. Fall right. And Saturday, I think we're supposed to get a gully wash, a Big Fatty. That means we'll get a sprinkle, probably so. But anyway, y'all, after my nipple walk, y'all, I put the wheels into motion of kind of cleaning up and rearranging things on my back screen porch, and getting things organized. Y'all, I found something that I thought I had lost, a little spade shovel, and I was delighted to find that, because y'all, I'd been missing it. My heart was longing for it. And anyway, it was about time to go to the Von's East, and so the Nip came by, and he helped me move the table into position. And y'all, it's quite nice. It has a thing built in that you plug it into the wall, and it has two outlets, and I think like three of the USB outlets on it, so you can recharge your cellular telephonic device and plug in your marital aids at the same time. Fanny? Anyway, we got that in place, and y'all, then we were off to the Vonsies. Yes, Big Fanny! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fanny, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as-a-do on Hunt Day, went to the Vonsies. Y'all, they had several things on sale that I wanted to get. And but I didn't spend a whole lot of money. Y'all, they had the pita chips on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those because those are real good with a dip. Y'all, they had the Clorox on sale for $8. So I got one, and plus I had a coupon. So y'all, they had the Bugles, buy one get one free. So I got a bag of those just for Lori Warbucks. Y'all, they had a coupon for the Tillamook cheese. It was $1.50 off, but y'all, it was going to expire on Friday. And y'all, they had the Tillamook 2 for $7, and then I got $1.50 off that, so I felt pretty good about that. y'all, they had the non-dairy Von's East ice cream on sale. 2 for $8, so I got one of those, plus I had a coupon for $1.50 off that. Y'all had the Baby Bell cheeses. Oh, Big Fanny, two cheeses? Lori Warbucks won't know what to do. I got a bag of those. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had how they have the links, like the Italian sausage. Well, y'all, they had one that it was the pork, bacon, and cheddar sausages. So I got a package of those. It's a limited time. And y'all, then they had the good cobblers that I had once before on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a blueberry cobbler. I think we'll have that for our dessert on Friday night. Y'all, I spent $25.44, but y'all, I saved $24.09. Yes, Big Betty! And y'all, I got home and put my provisions away, and y'all, I had me a little bowl of cereal just to kind of hold me over until supper time. You mean 3:30? Well, okay. And I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be ready. Yeah, I see y'all, a couple of things here. Y'all, several people have told me that they did indeed reach out and check on someone, and it benefits everyone, just take the time. You know how it feels when someone will take a little time and reach out and check on you, so return the favor or offer the favor in advance. Y'all, a couple of things I got in the e-letters. Y'all, Dr. Stone sent me an article that says French soccer team demoted player for excessive farting and laughing. And he says, Big Reddy, when did you join a soccer team? Well, y'all, I've been an athletic supporter. for many years, and you just don't know the breadth and depth of Big Fatty's farting. And y'all, speaking of the breadth and depth of Big Fatty, y'all, that Jimmy Farmer sent me an e-letter. It says, "Big Fatty, how has an international internet superstar's influence, has even reached into my, an international internet superstar's influence has even reached into my Spotify recommendations. How far is his reach? Are any of us safe? I, for one, welcome our new fat overlord. May ruination rule." And y'all, in his Spotify suggestions, Petula Clark and Downtown. Bee, honey. Jimmy Farmer, thank you for that. And you know, I think Spotify's right on the money there. Anyway, y'all. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of today's little show that you were side dishes, and y'all, there's a story there. You know, y'all, I'm beginning to think, I'm not quite sure which one is the craziest, Granny or the Nip. Y'all, you know, the Nip, Granny got home Monday night, and he got picked up at the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto, by his brother. And he got home, and y'all, he couldn't find his teeth. And then he got up in the middle of the night and went and tee-teed. And y'all, he woke up the next morning, the toilet was clogged up. And then he went out to his car to go. He was going to go to the Walmart, dead battery. So his, his brother came over, jump-started the car, fixed the toilet, and his teeth were in the back seat of his brother's car. But anyway, y'all, y'all only Big Franny's friends. But y'all, I think the Nip may have won this one. Y'all, he tells me the other night, he goes, "Well, I've just reached into the pocket of my pants, and there was something squishy in there. Oh, Big Franny Shark, wait, no." And he pulled his hand out. Y'all, it was pork and beans. And he goes, "I don't know how pork and beans got in there, because there weren't pork and beans on my hands, for them to go in there." So he's decided that he used a spoon to stir the pork and beans and just stuck the spoon into his pocket. Y'all, I don't think that's any better than putting it in there, y'all, now you know why you're pork and beans. And y'all, if you don't want people to eat your pork and beans, just spoon them into your pants pocket. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. I got nothing, but maybe tomorrow I can get to some voice letters. Who knows? We will wait and see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat from over there at the Geeky Gay. And Adam, I'd like for you to help me with some technology. Are you available?
I don't know how to put a link to a Big Fatty. You idiot.
Oh, I know I'm an idiot. That's why. Never mind.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.